It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Friday, December 7th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. With a tribute on the way to influential punk rocker Pete Shelley, the frontman of Buzzcocks, who sadly passed away just the other day.
But first, today's big music news, the Grammy nominations dropped this morning, and there's a lot to talk about, so let's start breaking it down. The big news, more diversity. After years of withering criticism over their lack of diversity, this year's Grammy nominations have gone some distance to close the gap.
Yeah, I guess originally it was because there were fewer women and people felt like they were overlooking classical and jazz. Well, there's not much classical in jazz, but there definitely are a lot more women.
Yes, and Kendrick Lamar leads nominees with 8 nods, followed closely by Drake, and all 4 of the top categories in the Grammys this year have a majority of female nominees. Neil Portnow, who's the outgoing president of the Recording Academy, infamous for his comments about how women need to, quote, step up to be recognized, has a statement, and he says, "Reflection, reevaluation, and implementation have been the driving forces at the Recording Academy over the past year, from convening our task force on diversity and inclusion and launching our new community-driven membership model to increasing the number of nominees in the general field and to playing a leadership role in the successful passage of the landmark Music Modernization Act, the Recording Academy has reaffirmed its commitment to music creators across all facets of our industry."
Which is great to see. And quite frankly, this was a year when women were dominating music anyway, so if they didn't have this many women in there, it would probably be weird.
Totally. So women and movies this year, 2 of the biggest movies of the year, look like they're going to have big nights at both the Grammys and the Oscars. The Black Panther soundtrack, curated by Kendrick Lamar and featuring his own work on several tracks, was nominated for Album of the Year, and All the Stars, a song from that album featuring Kendrick Lamar and SZA, also earned nods for Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Yeah, and this is kind of interesting because this is the first soundtrack album of the year since 2002, and that's when the Coen brothers' Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Came out, and that one actually won. So if it did, this would be Kendrick Lamar's first Album of the Year win, which still feels a little weird, but it would be great for him.
Then there's A Star is Born. The 4th version of that movie on screen might just outshine all the others, at least in terms of awards. The song Shallow, performed by stars Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, was also nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Drake's album Scorpion lifted him to 7 nominations, making him second only to Kendrick Lamar in terms of the person with the most nominations this year. Scorpion was nominated for Album of the Year, with the song God's Plan earning nods for Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Which makes sense because he was everywhere this year. It was such a big year for Drake, which feels kind of like something you say every year, but he made himself unavoidable, so the Grammys had to acknowledge it.
And here's something else we now say about Drake every year. Will he show up to the Grammys? He's been publicly dismissive of the Grammys. He hasn't attended either of the past 2 years. And he's actually been nominated dozens of times, but he's only won 3 Grammys.
But this is the year where he actually submitted things again, so maybe he will show up.
Whatever God wants.
She say, "Do you love me?" I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub.
All right, let's talk about those women who fill the majority of the slots in the 4 big categories this year. That's Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist. They range from relatively familiar faces like Janelle Monáe, whose Dirty Computer was nominated for Album of the Year, to much lesser known artists like an artist named Her, H-E-R, Having Everything Revealed. Yes, that's an acronym. She's an R&B singer who was nominated for Album of the Year, her self-titled album, and Best New Artist. Also, huge surprise and very happy surprise for her many, many fans, Brandi Carlile, who has a rabid fan base but isn't as widely known as many of her fellow nominees, had a huge year in nominations. She was nominated for Album of the Year for her album By the Way I Forgive You, as well as for Record of the Year and Song of the Year for The Joke. A couple other artists who had huge years and landed in the top categories. Cardi B shot to sudden fame, became probably the highest profile female solo rapper since Missy Elliott.
And her album is on every single best of list that I've seen. So again, one of those unavoidable picks.
Yeah. So she's up for album of the year for Invasion of Privacy, and her Bad Bunny J Balvin collaboration, I Like It, got nominated for Record of the Year. And we've got to talk about Childish Gambino, whose song This Is America was one of the year's most talked about songs.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things when you're thinking about how do they even pick their nominees? Is it because they're the songs that were the most popular, the most sold out shows? Is it pure artistry? A lot of times it comes down to making yourself unavoidable. And Childish Gambino, I mean, I just remember all the dissection of that video, the attention that it got. So it would be a shame if he didn't win something for that song.
This Is America up for Record of the Year and Song of the Year this year.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America.
So, who's the biggest snub, Jade?
Well, if you want to talk about my personal snubs, I think Lowe should have gotten some love, or Kamasi Washington. But if you're thinking about the Grammys and their snubs, is Taylor Swift the biggest snub?
That's kind of what people are saying. Her album Reputation got mixed reviews and sold, I don't know, only a few million copies. Well, nominated only for Best Pop Vocal Album, so not a big nominee this year. Also, Kanye West, unavoidable for all sorts of various shenanigans, but musically, he focused on producing short releases for other artists, and he was nominated only for Best Producer. Also, people were really wondering whether XXXTentacion, the late rapper who was extremely popular, also extremely controversial, people were wondering whether he would get a nomination. He did not.
And the Carters. A lot of people are shaking their head. Yet again, Beyonce and Jay-Z getting no love. And, you know, Jay-Z kind of pointed this out in a song that actually did get a nomination for Best Video. And he actually said, this 0-for-8 situation is unacceptable in the song, which it was kind of pointing out to the Grammys, what's your deal? And I don't know if they heard that and decided to give them a little side eye, or if it was just because it wasn't as big of an album as their previous albums were.
So now we know the nominees. There's a link to a list of all the Grammy nominees over at thecurrent.org. Now we have to try guessing who's going to win. And it's going to be harder this year than ever before because there are more nominees in the major categories. They've upped from 5 to 8 nominations in each of the major categories. People are wondering, well, with all these choices, are various artists going to split the vote? Is the Recording Academy's voting body going to be as adventurous as the people who made the nominations? Maybe, maybe not. It could be that everybody goes with what's going to feel like the safe bet and Shallow walks away with the big awards this year. We'll find out on February 10th. Yesterday, news broke that Pete Shelley of Buzzcocks has died at age 63 of a suspected heart attack. He co-founded the British punk band in the mid-1970s, became lead singer and guitarist for their biggest years in the second half of that decade. Buzzcocks put a pop spin on the then-new punk sound, and they were beloved for singles like What Do I Get and Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. The band broke up in the early 80s. Pete Shelley pursued a successful solo career, and then the band, including Pete Shelley, got back together in 1989.
That mixing of sweet harmonies and the pop sound of the time, lyrically, with that urgency, that rush of fever with punk music, and blending that together to create a sound that was really influential and entirely their own, which I think comes across the best with their song Ever Fallen in Love.
That's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer. What do you think about the Grammy nominations? Head over to the Current Music News group on Facebook and let us know who you thought were the most exciting nominees and the biggest snubs. And we'll be back on Monday with more headlines.